The Purple Project Podcast returns with another daily edition. Eddie Greer, your host, all things Kansas State Athletics here on this podcast. Welcome on board. We'll get straight on into it. Change of pace once again. We're going to go to the volleyball aspect of things here as Jason Mansfield, the new head coach of the volleyball team, women's volleyball, I should be specific on that, was recently hired about a month ago now, putting his staff together. And last week he did hire two new associates, and I'm going to roll with it. Why not? Steve Astor and Fiona Fonotti to his coaching staff last Friday there as well. In a press release, Jason Mansfield talked about that. Quote, finding an excellent staff was very important to me. I couldn't be happier with the teachers and mentors I found in Steve Astor and Fiona Nipo Fonotti, Mansfield said. Quote, both have great character, the ability to teach the game at a high level and passion to develop student athletes. there we go. Student athletes that will be at the center of what we do here at K-State. I believe coaching staffs should be a strong unit, and I'm so excited to go on this journey with Steve and Fiona and build this program together, end quote, there as well. So, again, Jason Mansfield, obviously 20 years as an assistant and is a national champion from the Pac-12. This is his first coaching gig here at Kansas State. Of course, hired by, of course, athletic director Gene Taylor for the upcoming volleyball campaign, which will be, of course, in the fall. I'm not sure if there's going to be some spring ball thrown in there. I know last year, well, I think it was the COVID year that was for that. But I know for sure volleyball will be in the fall. Well, obviously there as well. So Jason Mansfield, head coach Mansfield, trying to get his staff together, which he did last week here. And just a brief resume here on both of his hires. First, Steve Astor, which will be the associate head coach to Coach Mansfield, as he brings 20 years of coaching experience to Manhattan, spanning over various sports at the collegiate high school and club levels. The Vanguard University alum spent the last three seasons at Pepperdine as the assistant indoor women's volleyball coach and recruiting coordinator under head coach Scott Wong. He helped guide the Waves to three straight NCAA tournament appearances with an overall 58-21 record and a 73 winning percentage there as well. And of course, a quick quote from him, from Coach Astor. Quote, I want to thank Gene Taylor and Jill Shields. For those who don't know, Jill Shields is the deputy AD here at K-State for welcoming me to Wildcat family. Quote, I was blown away on my visit by the warmness of the community in the amazing town of Manhattan. I cannot wait to meet the players and invest in them, end quote there. So that's just a brief resume right there. I'm pretty sure we'll have more as we move along here in the winter and here coming up with their first season as well. So that's just brief. Right, keeping it brief here in the Pro Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, your host of the Pro Project Podcast, the other Kansas State podcast, all things K-State sports. The other assistant here, Fiona Fonotti, right? She is no stranger to this conference as far as volleyball goes. She is a former Nebraska All-American, makes her way to K-State after serving as the assistant coach, at West Virginia and Iowa State. Boy, woo! So that could come in very good handy for Coach Mansfield as he's entering his first full year as the head man here for women's volleyball again. Fiona, I like to thank Gene Taylor, Jill Shields, and Jason Mansfield for this great opportunity to be a part of the K-State volleyball program. And she goes on, quote, I am extremely excited to get started. Go Cats! I can say it right there. Here, real quickly here, under three seasons at Iowa State, Fonotti from Honolulu, Hawaii, worked with the defensive specialist in Liberos. And back in 2 years ago, Fonotti helped Marja Popovich Popovich. I butchered the last name right here. Playing the Big 12 Liberal of the Year accolades after she led the league in digs with just over 4.5 a game. Popovich also compiled a first team All Big 12, All Midwest Region first team, and Volleyball Magazine All American honors there as well. Seems like Finotti is going to be right there in the thick of it. She's going to have two good ones on her right off the gate here. I talked about Mackenzie Morris on this podcast a lot this past year, and for good reason. She's a good one, and she's going to have an opportunity to work with her there. And, of course, you throw in Molly Ramsey as well. So, again, Jason Mansfield is going to have – Coach Mansfield is going to have a couple of good pieces there. As I've been saying along, his players in there. So we'll see. But yeah, definitely Mackenzie Morris will be entering her senior year, and Molly Ramsey, I believe, will be entering her second full season here. There's some pieces here left over from the Susie Fritz campaign there as well. But the Mackenzie, yeah, that's something they really keep her eyes on. If she is doing that, Coach Finotti, she's going to love Mackenzie Morris and Molly Ramsey here at K-State for sure. So that's, wanted to bring that up as well. Coach Mansfield, head coach Jason Mansfield of the women's volleyball team, rounding his staff before him here last week as he will be approaching his first full year here in Manhattan as the women's head volleyball coach here. So everything's taking the shape there. Of course, Jason Mansfield brings all that impressive resume, all those NCAA Final Four appearances from the Pac-12 between Washington and Stanford, and of course he is a national champion. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, which is a wrap now wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it on this volleyball edition of the podcast. You're new to this K-State podcast, first off, again, as usual, welcome on board. And I need to start doing this more often. Our DMs are open. Yes, I am still working on the email for whatever reason there. But the DMs between me and Alex Aiden are open. I'll just give you mine because, of course, I'm the host and I do these dailies daily. On Twitter, at Eddie_3G is my handle. Again, at Eddie_3G. You have any questions, comments, or you want to have a question for a future podcast, weekly podcast anyways, at Eddie_3G, or if you have a comment about this podcast, I'll definitely would love to answer that on a future edition of the weekly edition of the podcast. So definitely we're going to start doing that. I would love to incorporate more fan/listener interaction on our podcast for sure. I definitely want to get our listeners involved. So that it starts with me at Eddie_3G is my Twitter handle. That's going to do it on this edition of the podcast. Again, go Cats. Another edition of the Pro Project Podcast rolls on.